I was wondering if this electric car would start. I've been away for a week, haven't driven it in 8 days. And it's got a battery. It doesn't take any fuel except electricity. And I was wondering, would it go today? Now, maybe I shouldn't have been wondering, but as I walked out to it, I said to myself, what am I going to do if it turns out that after a week without being used, an electric car needs a recharge before it will move or before it can go very far? Buzz, hip hip, hooray, hooray. I'm driving down the hill outside my house, or from my house, with Louie, my dog, in the back of the car. He just about fits. And all's well. It does indeed go forward and backwards, and it's just about to go round a corner. And sure, isn't that all you want a car to do? I'm a pretty basic car guy. I also want a car to keep me dry when it's raining. And even though we've had a completely dry morning with some blue sky, oh, yuck, 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 it's beginning to cloud over with, I know it's a cliche, ominous clouds. It's cold as well. I put on my warmest jacket, and here beside me in the seat of the car, which has been there all week, is one of these woolly hats. Where did I buy this woolly hat? I'm not used to buying woolly hats. I think I saw it in a shop somewhere. I don't think it was in Cork. It might have been in Limerick. Yes, Limerick it was. I fancied the colours. By the way, I have a thing about colours. I don't think I dress colourfully enough. Now, I'd never be extreme about colours, says I, thinking, well, so far I only wear blue and black. But I do look at women, and I see all sorts of colours that women wear, and I think, why can't I wear one of those colours? After all, I find them attractive. And I certainly find it attractive when I come across or see somebody wearing a colour that I haven't seen before, like a tonal difference. Or is it a difference of hue? H-U-E. Never fully understand the difference between those two. Okay, here I can pull in to the walk. Yeah, a bit put out by the guy who's parked his vehicle diagonally across the parking place. But so that's life. You have to put up with minor inconveniences all the time. And I have one medical minor inconvenience this morning. There's water in one of my ears. I had a hot shower, followed by a cold shower, and I'm convinced that I got some wax blocking my ears. My right ear, not the left ear.